KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
It's been said that a dog is man's best friend. I'd like to add that our in-depth guest today, Meg Vogt, can be considered a dog's best friend. Meg is affectionately known as the Dog Bus Lady of Sullivan's Gulch. The reason for that nickname is Meg's daycare for dogs called Dogs Rule and the big blue bus she uses to transport those dogs, which has become a familiar and welcome sight in Northeast Portland. Meg's become somewhat of a dog whisperer due to her great love and understanding for our canine friends. And now she's taken on a project, Rawhide Ranch, to create a safe place for dogs to roam leash-free without roaming too far away and getting lost. Meg's here live in the studio to tell us more about Rawhide Ranch and her work. Meg Vogt, thanks for coming into KBOO on this freezing evening.
Hey, Ken, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate your work here.
Now, Meg, you started your dog care business, Dogs Rule, back in 2004. Can you tell us a little bit about the business and what led to its creation?
Oh, yeah, actually, starting from the very beginning, in 2004, my wife was diagnosed with metastatic cancer, 6% survival rate. Colon cancer went to her liver. So I just quit my real job, quote unquote, and was just wanting to be with her through all the chemo and doctors and started walking dogs. I was working closely with In Defense of Animals and helping Matt Roselle, who headed it at the time, helping him walk dogs. And so I just started branched out with the help of Matt Roselle and was able to walk dogs around Deb's chemo and doctor schedule. And just as a note, Deb is now a world-class race walker and walks faster than I run and is very healthy. So, how it all got started.
And Dogs Rule, your company, got a big boost in 2008 when you bought what became the now iconic blue dog bus. What was the reason for the purchase and how many canine clients currently use the bus?
Well, it is funny. I got it because I have a bad shoulder and I couldn't lift the dogs in my Toyota pickup anymore. So I'm not the, I didn't have the clever idea to do this as some kind of a promo. It's been fun. It's all about community. I live in, as you said, Sullivan's Gulch, and it just sort of evolved. I painted it light blue, and I said, hey, everybody, just come on over and paint whatever you want on it. So the kids had a blast, and we've got dog faces. There have been many paint parties, and there's been Grant High School prom party on there where they had a disco ball on there, And so movie nights and sledding with kids and dogs. So it's very much about community, and I love how it's evolved, and it was voted best of Portland a few years ago. And the irony, which I'll get into with this whole trying to work with Parks and Rec on this project, is that I've been written up at all the dog parks at least twice by Parks and Rec for having too many dogs. There's a 3-dog limit, and they threatened me with a fine of $150 per dog over that 3-dog limit. And originally I had a 12-pack that I'd take out on the bus. They know me well as the person who has way too many dogs, but when they come and write me up, they actually see how well-behaved the pack is, and we have a good time, we hit it off. So I haven't been fined, knock on wood, and now I want to be their best friends and work together on this project.
Which is a good transition into the project itself, because those write-ups, if not the fines, were one of the factors that went into it. The project is one to benefit dogs and their owners, which we mentioned, called Rawhide Ranch. I know the project has taken a new turn recently, but what was your initial conception for Rawhide Ranch when you started the planning, which was about 5 years ago?
Yeah, so being written up and having people just harass me for having too many dogs, even though, it's a well-behaved pack. I've been doing this for 15 years, and my pack is sweet, and people comment on that, and I pick up poop whenever I see it. So, it's like I'm part of the good people, but some people just freak out when I have a bunch of dogs come off the bus. So I just finally, got fed up. I'm going to just go and get my own property, a couple acres close in. I'm going to have a structure where we can have live music, we can have a beer and, whatever, trivia night, and let the dogs be safe to run free. So what I'm known for with the dog bus is that I don't do leashes. We don't do leashes.
And these dog parks are leash free anyway, right? Mount Tabor and Delta?
Yes, they are leash free.
So you're not flouting the law. It's perfectly within your rights to for them to be leash free. Now the initial idea for Rawhide Ranch, which is your own property there, changed. What were some of the factors involved? I know one was a very sad story of Olive the dog, which happened about 2 months ago.
Yes. So what happened, as you said, I started the project 5 years ago. And, you know, got everybody excited. We're going to do this rock and roll video dance party, DJ dance party around the dog bus. Let's everybody get going. And then I was pretty ill for about 4 years, didn't have the strength to keep going with the project. And then not until a year ago last fall did I get back into it and recorded with Figure Eight Sound and got some people around, got my DJ friends out there, and we did have the dance party, and it's just been a slow process editing this video. So I still didn't have like the strength to really do Rawhide Ranch. And, you know, my wife Deb is like, but, you know, you're still going to move forward with this. And I, you know, I'm a student of A Course in Miracles, and I trust my guides, and I just knew I had to keep moving forward with this video, at least not knowing, you know, what was going to become of this project, Rawhide Ranch, that I really didn't have strength for. But the video project was so much fun. We could talk more about that in a bit.
We'll tell listeners where they can see the video, too.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that a little later. I was just interested in what you have in mind now. It's basically not necessarily your own piece of land, but making improvements to the two dog parks that you use quite a bit, Mount Tabor and Delta.
Yeah, so what happened was after walking dogs for 15 years, tragedy happened late October. I've been walking these sweet little terriers, these little blonde terriers, Lucy and Olive, for about 4 years together. They were inseparable. And, sorry.
That's okay.
Little Olive, she's pretty anxious, you know, but the two of them stayed together, and they were both just bundles of joy. I wish y'all could see a picture of Olive. Her eyes, just this old soul and so happy. Well, she finally was branching out on her own, and, you know, I had to race out of the park for an emergency, and, you know, the dogs are used to me just setting this pace so they know where I am. They can do their thing and know where I'll be. So when I bolted, she lost sight of us and panicked and got out of the park. And Tabor Park, it's kind of deceptive. You know, it looks fully enclosed, but there's ways out. There's even a path on the east side that just goes right up and around the fence there and the gate. It's just... So,
which is even more difficult for dog owners because they feel that the dog's safe just running around. They don't realize that they can get out of the park.
Yeah, the more people I talk to about this project, a few have said they don't go to that park because their dog has jumped out over the fence and headed towards very busy division. So, you know, it's just really been interesting talking to people about this project and how everyone says, yeah, it's time. We need to do this. So what I'm doing now is...
I should mention, and I'm sorry I put you through that, Meg, is that it didn't end well for Olive. She was gone for about 5 days, and then they found her passed away.
Yeah, very cold nights. They found her remains. She'd been attacked by a predator, and her parents are my very dear friends, the first people I met here when we first moved here in 2000 from Durango, Colorado. Beautiful people. And they when we buried her, they didn't want me to see the remains. You know, they were trying to take care of me, but I carry, knowing that they have seen her remains, that they carry that with them their whole life. And poor Lucy is really struggling, you know. So,
but her Olive's memory will live on. Again, you've got plans to with the Rawhide Project to modify the park so that it's much safer for dogs in the future, and these incidents like Olive won't happen again, hopefully.
Right. So, it's a not so smooth transition with this video because I'm using it for this GoFundMe. Firstly, to fully enclose Mount Tabor, and I'm working with the Friends of Mount Tabor, and they're a hearty bunch. I'm so excited to work with them, and just that the video is all about partying with your dog, and we're all partying around the dog bus, and so here I'm saying, yes, we're mourning the death of Olive, but look at this video, and let's party, you know, so there's that sort of transition into it. But what this whole Rawhide Ranch project was about was to get people together. The whole slogan was Rawhide Ranch, a gathering place, dogs allowed. So once we get Mount Tabor secure, I want to definitely work with Parks and Rec to secure Delta Dog Park, which right now it's dog people, you all know what I'm talking about. So the Delta Sports Arena is over like 85 acres of manicured fields. There's 7 softball fields. There's 9 soccer fields, a football field, beach volleyball where they bring in the sand. There's a concession building. It's still perfectly manicured and no mud, whilst across the street from it is called the Delta Dog Park, part of this whole plan.
Which has mud.
Oh, my God. They close it every winter because ducks are swimming in there. It's a big mud pit, and the transients have trashed it, and the gates aren't safe. And, you know, in the summer, it doesn't get manicured. And Parks and Rec, yeah, they're having a really rough go. They're over $6 million in debt. 50 positions were cut last year, the community programs cut, so they're really having a rough go, and I've been on the phone with them, and they've shut me down, but I came to them with
the
concept.
They don't want to take private funding, even though they're in big financial trouble themselves. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah, people come at me, well, you can't approach them, that's private funding. No, you can't private funding, and I'm like, well, yeah, there's a need, let's all come together now. So originally I had approached them with this concept. So now I'm going to just get this together. I got amazing people on board, volunteers wanting to jump on in. You know, I can have fences for Fido with the fencing part of Mount Tabor, just have their direction and the Friends of Mount Tabor.
And you've got some suppliers for the hardware involved, right? The timber, necessary timber and...
Yeah, different timber companies and rebuilding, you know, approach them for donating. And it's just a huge community effort, which is what I originally had planned for this Rawhide Ranch, is for people to come together. So that's what...
And let's talk about the funding. We've just got about a minute or so left, Meg. Where can listeners find out more about the project and help support it if they like? You have a GoFundMe page for Rawhide Ranch.
Yeah, GoFundMe.com. And if you just do a search... Rawhide Portland, and please, I'm just asking everybody who has a dog. I'm doing the Bernie Sanders approach of just throw down $20 each. You know, everybody who has a dog, if we can all just jump in on this. What I have down is $60,000 for this, but it's going to be an ongoing thing. It really needs to be addressed, the needs of your dogs. You know, a lot of people got a puppy for Christmas. They crate, you know, that crate training is just crate all day long. They're on a leash. You know, just like, so they need a place to be safe, to run free. They need a social life. They're just full of energy, and yet they're getting yelled at to just calm the heck down. Well, they need to get out and run, so.
And you're doing great work there with Rawhide Ranch.
Thank you.
Well, Meg, thanks so much for joining us at KBOO. I'll let listeners know where they can get more information. First, Meg Vogt, she's owner of Dog Care Surfers, Dogs Rule and Drive with the Big Blue Dog Bus, and she's working on this Rawhide Ranch project to provide a fun, safe space for dogs and their owners. And you can find out more about Meg and Rawhide Ranch on Facebook at Blue Dog Bus, at Instagram at #RawhidePDX.
You know what? Actually, I'm not doing another Instagram. I don't need all the social media stuff.
Big thing is go to GoFundMe.com if you're interested in helping out. Just search for Rawhide Ranch or Rawhide Portland and you'll find it. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News In Depth.